A brood.
What about a tassel? Do
you ever hear that? No, I've never heard that.
And what else looks kind of like some lettuces? You can make coleslaw out of.
Oh, cabbage.
Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Cabbages.
Okay. And what different kinds of beans are there?
Well, green beans, snap beans, maybe those are the same, really. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Butter beans.
How do you get butter beans out of the pot? You say you have to...
Shuck them.
Okay.
I guess you shuck peas. I don't know whether you shuck butter beans or not. Or, I've also, I think another, just a shell uh-huh. one.
What's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
I thought they were the same.
Which would you probably call them?
Butter beans.
And who would use the other two?
Lima beans? I don't know, maybe somebody in the Midwest.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and you call that...
Greens.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips do people eat?
Well, there's something called collard greens. And there's mustard greens. And I don't really know the difference among those, but they're all good.
What about poke? Do you ever hear
no.
of poke salad?
No.
And little yellow crooked neck vegetable.
Squash.
What different kinds are there?
Well, there's yellow squash, there's white squash, which is looks different. It's a great big round button-shaped thing.
Kind of flat?
Yeah. There's zucchini, which I think is more like the yellow squash.
Is that the one that looks kind of like a cucumber?
Well, I don't know that I'd be able to tell the difference between yellow squash and zucchini.
Oh, it's the same color?
I think so.
What's something that people make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing grows up in the woods.
Mushrooms.
Can you eat those?
Some of them.
What do you call the ones that you can eat?
Poison mushrooms.
Any other names besides mushrooms for them?
Well, now that you mention it, maybe toadstools.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that a toadstool just isn't a mushroom.
It's just a different...
Just a different name.
Mm-hmm. The outside of the ear of corn is called a...
Silk.
Okay, what part is that? Is that the...
That's the green wrapper that comes around the ear.
Okay, what about the stringy stuff on it?
Well, maybe that's the silk. I don't know.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Well, we just call it corn on the cob.
Did you ever hear of sweet corn or roast ears?
I've heard of sweet corn.
What's the difference between sweet corn and corn on the cob?
I don't know.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Corn flour.
Okay. And what hangs down from a graduation cap?
A tassel.
Did you ever hear that in reference to a corn stalk?
Corn tassel? A tassel at the top? Maybe so, yeah.
What kinds of melons are there?
Oh, there's watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon. Those are the ones we generally get around here.
Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Yeah. There's one that's all green and one that has stripes on it. And it has a light